Get ready with me while I show you how I achieved this makeup look for a welcome night slash Sangeet.
Starting off with skin prep, I'm gonna use the Tatcha Dewy Milk Moisturizer and just put that all over my face. And I just wanna make sure that my skin is nice and moisturized before I go on with like a lot of layers of makeup. I'm gonna go with the Danessa Myricks Yummy Skin Balm. I just like using this on places where my skin tends to get a little bit oilier than usual. And throughout the night, it just helps to like oil control and keep everything under control. I actually just pat it in on areas where that usually happens. So around my nose and on my forehead and then on my chin. I let it sit for about like 2 or 3 minutes. And then while I'm letting it sit, I'm gonna go ahead and do my brows. So that way it doesn't get in the way once my base is done. I'm using this CoverGirl brow pencil to just lightly fill them in. Okay, for the base, we're gonna go with the NARS Light Redding Foundation. This is my favorite foundation. I'm in the shade Syracuse. And I like to take it on my hand first and just work it into my brush. That way I don't really get like too many streaks, or like I feel like it helps prevent the cakiness a little bit. And then I'm gonna just work it in, and I like to pat it in just like that. This is my favorite foundation. I've gone through like one or two bottles of these and I love it. Especially the areas where I applied that Yummy Balm, I like to pat that in, like make sure you're not like swiping it, because I feel like sometimes it can like get grainy and like weird. So make sure you're really careful about patting it in, especially in those areas. Okay, next I'm gonna apply my Rare Beauty liquid contour on areas where I'm gonna contour my face. I just do two dots and then I'll pat it in again, just like that. I really like this formula. I feel like it feels very light on the skin and it blends out really, really nicely. And I also love the color. Like, it's not too warm, it's not too cool. It's like the perfect neutral tone. So I'll just pat it in like that. And then you can bring some on your jawline as well. Like the Morphe contour stick, the micro one, and just use that to contour my nose. I love how tiny it is because I feel like it gets in. It's like perfect for like a nose contour. So just like that. For blush, I'm going with the Rare Beauty blush in the shade Wisdom. It's like a pinkish color. And I'm gonna just go ahead and blend that out. How cute and tiny the mini ones are. I love it. I feel like they're so easy to travel with and just like throw in your purse, especially like the lip oils that are in the minis. So cute. So blush and blend it out. And if this is like not the color I'm gonna end up with ultimately, I like to start off as my base, like a cream blush or like liquid blush, and then layer with like my powder blush. This will just make sure it lasts a really long time and it gives like a nice like base color. And with the Armani Luminous Silk Concealer in the shade 7, and I'm gonna apply this under my eyes, and then I'm also gonna use this to like highlight my nose a little bit. And then I added some to my outer corners. And then I like to let this sit for about like a minute or so and then come back and blend it out. And now we go ahead and start blending. I like to bring it down first around my nose and then blend it upwards. That way you don't have like a bulk of product that's just stuck underneath your eye. And I feel like that's what usually leads to creasing. So blend down first and then move the rest of the product up. And I also bring it in towards my nose for like that reverse contour effect. Before I set my eyes with like a loose powder, I'm going to actually go with like a pressed powder. This is the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Finish Powder. And I'm going to just go ahead and press in my under eyes. And this will also help eliminate and prevent creasing. And then top it off with the Huda Beauty Easy Bake in the shade Cherry Blossom. And I bring that up my nose again and make sure everything is set. This is before everything was set and this is after. Like, it truly looks like a filter and just so blurred out. I love it. This set, I'm gonna go ahead and start bronzing up my face just to bring some more warmth back as well. So just the typical areas where you'd usually bronze. I like my forehead. I also apply some on my nose just for some color and my eyelids. So I'm going to show you what it looks like with the filter on and then with it off. Obviously, I always swim without any filter. So this is without any filter, anything retouched. And this is with the filter on. I feel like there's not much of a difference. And now this is with the filter off. And this just shows like how good my skin, like how blurred it looks with the products we just used. Okay, we're going to do the eyes and then we'll come back to the face. I'm going to start with my favorite eye product. This is the Armani Eye Tint. It's like the perfect base for like smoky looks. I just apply some to my lid and then I just start blending it out. And it's so easy to blend down, so easy to work with. This is like my one-step easy go-to smoky eye product. That took literally like 30 seconds and it already looks good. On this side, really wanted to use this like eyeshadow from Kolfi Beauty in the shade Auburn Aura. I feel like it's a really pretty like purpley eyeshadow. In my outfit, it's like plum purple color, so I feel like it would fit really well. So I'm gonna tap a little bit on the inside just to add some color, and I feel like it'll also make my eyes pop a little bit more as well. It's such a really pretty color, honestly. Okay, that looks really pretty, just a little touch of color. And now I'm gonna deepen up my crease a little bit using my Makeup by Mario Master Mattes palette, just to make it a little bit more smoky and darker. Okay, next I'm gonna go ahead and line my eyes, and then I'll go on top with like a black eyeshadow to smoke it out a little bit. A black eyeshadow and just stamp it and smoke it out a little bit. Okay, I went ahead and finished this eye just so you can see the difference between the two. I added liner, I smoked it out, I added mascara, and then I lined my waterline. Same thing on this side. Again, I'm going to start off by lining it with the liquid liner and creating like a little mini wing. And then going in with mascara. This is the Kolfi Beauty mascara that I am obsessed with. And then lining my waterline with a Kosas Soul Gazer gel liner. Finishing off the base, I'm using the Say blush in the shade Grazie. I love this like berry blush so much. I'm gonna top off whatever I have. And topping it off with this blush topper from the Hourglass palette, just to add some like shimmer and shine. And then highlight my nose. I set the rest of my face with this Rare Beauty powder. So mainly around like my mouth, the jawline here, around my nose, and then my forehead. I'm gonna go change, put my outfit on, and then we'll do a lip combo together. Jewelry on, and now we can go ahead and finish my lip combo. So I already went ahead and lined my lips with a Makeup Forever Artiste Pencil in Limitless Brown, my absolute favorite. And I've been loving this CoverGirl Jelly Water Tint because I feel like the color actually stays for like a pretty long time. And it's the shade Nudie Beige, which is like a really pretty like beige color. So add that. And then I'm gonna go ahead and spray my Valentino perfume. I just think it's like the perfect like nighttime perfume. It's strong enough and it's very long lasting. Just spray that literally all over. And that's the finished look. Stay tuned for tomorrow for the wedding and reception looks as well. This is post everything. I have just gotten back. As you can see, I feel like everything held up pretty well. My eye makeup as well. And yeah, that's the update.